The dragon swooped once more, lower than ever, and as he turned and dived down, his belly glittered white with sparkling fires of gems in the moon, but not in one place. The great bow twanged. The black arrow sped straight from the string, straight for the hollow by the left breast where the foreleg was flung wide. In it smote and vanished, barb, shaft, and feather, so fierce was its flight. With a shriek that deafened men, felled trees and split stone, Smaug shot spouting into the air, turned over and crashed down from on high in ruin. Full on the town he fell. His last throes splintered it to sparks and gleeds. The lake roared in. A vast steam leapt up, white in the sudden dark under the moon. There was a hiss, a gushing whirl, and then silence. And that was the end of Smaug and Esgaroth, but not a bard. The waxing moon rose higher and higher, and the wind grew loud and cold. It twisted the white fog into bending pillars and hurrying clouds, and drove it off to the west to scatter in tattered shreds over the marshes before Mirkwood. Then the many boats could be seen, dotted dark on the surface of the lake, and down the wind came the voices of the people of Esgaroth, lamenting their lost town and goods and ruined houses. But they had really much to be thankful for, had they thought of it, though it could hardly be expected that they should just then. 3/4 of the people of the town had at least escaped alive. Their woods and fields and pastures and cattle and most of their boats remained undamaged. And the dragon was dead. What that meant, they had not yet realized. They gathered in mournful crowds upon the western shores, shivered in the cold wind, and their first complaints and anger were against the master, who had left the town so soon, while some were still willing to defend it. "He may have had a good head for business, especially his own business," some murmured, "but he's no good when anything serious happens." And they praised the courage of Bard and his last mighty shot. "If only he had not been killed," they all said, "we would have made him a king. Bard, the dragon-shooter of the line of Geryon, alas that he is lost." And in the very midst of their talk, a tall figure stepped from the shadows. He was drenched with water. His black hair hung wet over his face and shoulders, and a fierce light was in his eyes.
"Bard is not lost," he cried,